Lesson 2. Growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Part 2. Well, you must admit that when we were children, many things were different. We didn't wear helmets when riding our bikes. There were no special seats for children in cars, were there?
Not that I remember. I used to sit in the front seat a lot, and there was no such thing as airbags back then.
And there wasn't all this discussion about sugar-free, lactose-free, gluten-free food. I remember dipping my glass in the bucket of fresh milk straight from the cow.
Yes, me too. And although we ate a lot of sugar, which was actually bad for our teeth, we were never overweight because we were playing outside all day.
That is something I'm actually worried about. Luke seems to spend quite a lot of time in front of the computer. Or the tablet, I should say.
I think that it is very difficult to keep kids away from technology these days. They have grown up with it, and it will be a big part of their lives.
It certainly will, and that is not all bad. Society changes all the time. It is just sad that they seem to be losing some important values. They don't play outside as much anymore, and they spend more time alone with their phones than with their friends.
I remember that we made up most of our games by ourselves, and we played with anything and everything. I was quite old when I got my first doll.
I remember we used to make cards out of scrap. We did not get those high-tech, high-speed cards for our birthdays. We also had real fights. Nobody came running to separate us.
It is actually a miracle that we survived, given that there were no childproof lids on medicine bottles or childproof locks on the doors.
It is. Every generation has its good and bad things.